Detroit's automakers have been pushing to add more electric vehicles to their showroom lineups. But while standard EVs may be the focus for car companies, other vehicle sectors have their eye on a different kind of battery power, hydrogen. WDET's Alex McLennan has more.
Vehicles like Ford's Mustang Mach-E or Chevrolet's Silverado EV pickup use electricity from a battery to make the wheels turn. Hydrogen electric vehicles are similar, but instead of getting a charge by plugging into an outlet, hydrogen stored in a fuel cell is compressed to create electricity, which is then stored in a battery.
Fuel cells seem to be particularly suited if you're doing more cross-country driving, if you have longer daily routes, if you're in an area maybe where there isn't any electrical infrastructure to charge.
That's Richard Haas. He's president and CEO of Quantron US, a company that's developing hydrogen semi-trucks. Haas says while a traditional EV might work best for a daily commute, hydrogen could be better for long-distance transport.
This vehicle, we're designing it for up to 750 miles. At some point, we think it'll maybe be closer to 1,000, and the refueling time is about 10 minutes.
That's a fraction of the multi-hour charge time for cars and trucks that run on a battery alone, but Haas says there's still some things that need to be done before hydrogen semis can hit the highway.
There's some chicken and egg stuff going on, right? In places like Michigan, there's zero infrastructure for this kind of a vehicle.
While a network isn't up and running yet, planning efforts are underway, according to Michigan's 11th District Congresswoman, Democrat Haley Stevens.
We've got mobility here, we've got the big three here, we've got the supply chain, and now we're developing the energy solutions.
Stevens says Michigan is involved in two separate federal bids to build so-called hydrogen hubs, and other legislation could help funding further.
Particularly the Inflation Reduction Act, which is providing incentives and some other grant opportunities. Well, we're waiting on the rules still a year later for the Inflation Reduction Act.
Without that clarification, Stevens says people developing hydrogen tech tell her it's hard to plan the next steps.
We need some answers from the federal government, from those who are putting into place the rules.
Despite that, in Michigan, hydrogen is part of the state's long-term planning. $10 million of grant funding is being used to build a truck stop of the future in Redford. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's chief infrastructure officer, Zachary Colodin, says it will showcase what a potential network could look like.
We'll need to build a whole spine of fueling stations just like that in order to support conversion of a freight route from diesel over to hydrogen.
And that's where hydrogen hubs come in. Beyond refueling stops, Colodin explains a hub represents all the resources that make up the network.
So you need both production of the hydrogen, so electrolyzers, for example, that are producing clean hydrogen on site, transportation, whether that's via truck or via pipeline, and then ultimately use.
That use could be anything from powering a factory to driving a fleet of fuel cell trucks. Colodin says other heavy vehicles, like buses, could also benefit from access to the alternate power source.
And I think you'll see a mix, right? Some transit operators may choose to go with a battery electric vehicle, while others will choose to go with a hydrogen vehicle.
And that's already happening. The city of Detroit is currently piloting 4 traditional electric buses, while the city of Flint is replacing its remaining diesel buses with hydrogen fuel cell ones. As hydrogen usage expands in heavy-duty vehicles, it could become an option for light-duty cars and trucks. Congresswoman Stevens says it's something Detroit's automakers are keeping an eye on.
The automotive companies themselves, batteries are coming out first. That's been further developed, but they're not ignoring what the opportunity lies with hydrogen.
Before joining Quantron's development of fuel cell semis, Richard Haas worked at car manufacturer Tesla. He sees a future where electric and hydrogen vehicles share the road.
There will be hydrogen uses for longer term. I think maybe it takes off more in rural and semi-rural areas where the infrastructure for battery electric maybe doesn't come so fast.
Still, Haas thinks there will be places in the U.S. that rely on gasoline decades from now. I'm Alex McLennan, WDET News.